Morning, dear brothers and sisters. I'm not sure how to introduce myself, apart from my first name and last, Father Josh Eli, because according to the bishop's letter, it's not until noon today that I become the rector, so I guess for now I'm just a visiting priest. But if you see me this afternoon, I'll be the rector of this wonderful place. I'm extremely delighted to be here. And how fitting that we get this beautiful, rich image, no coincidence, providentially, in which we have Mary's fiat. And as you know, Bishop Vedder wisely chose that as his episcopal model because it's so rich and good for us to be reminded, to be taught by Mary. What is she teaching us? Because keep in mind, she was immaculate, but she was fully human. Fully human in the sense she had no sin, but she was still human. What does that mean? What we see playing out today in this gospel is Mary stood with a little bit of trepidation. The angel said, don't be afraid. Was that? She had some trepidation. It wasn't for her. The angel appears and she just says, hey, nice to see you. This is a powerful being. She was a little bit startled and maybe a little scared. And that's okay. And then he laid out the plan for her and she said, well, how can this be? She was a little bit also uncertain. Not in a sinful way, but in a very human way, a way that is okay. So what is Mary teaching us in her fiat? What is she reminding us of today? That human reality, we stand before the mystery of our own lives and the mystery of God. It's sometimes scary. It's often uncertain. But Mary says, so now watch me. Just watch what I do, my children. And she says, fiat, let it be done. Jesus, I trust in you. Angel, you are the representative of God, the Most High, whom I have adored and followed my whole life. I'm not changing my way now. I trust in you. Fiat, let it be done. So as we hasten toward Bethlehem to meet our Savior again, we stand before the mystery of our lives this day, and maybe we have some fear in our hearts, maybe some uncertainty right now. Mary stands with us and says, let us look to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I trust in you. I'm a little scared. Things are a little uncertain. But let it be done, because you are God, and you love me. And then we walk out of here with freer hearts, with greater confidence. And we continue our journey to Jesus in the manger.